On this World Over Christmas 2024, performances from my Christmas Merry and Bright album and tour, the legendary Johnny Mathis, the NOLA Players, and classic performances of Christmas's past. From Keeley Smith, Frank Sinatra, Andy Williams, Jose Feliciano, Aaron Neville, and many more. It's all straight ahead on this World Over Christmas 2024.
From Washington, D.C., Raymond Arroyo.
A very warm Christmas welcome to all of you. This is my favorite show of the year because it's a chance to share something other than controversies and politics and all the other depressing news of the day. The Christmas season has begun, so it's my pleasure to bring you this joyful hour of music and song from some of the greatest artists in the world. It's also a chance to remember what this sacred season is really about, the wonder of God made man dwelling among us. These songs that you're about to hear, I consider eternal. Think about it. What other genre contains music that your great-grandparents, you and your children's children will sing? Very few. In the next hour, we will share some fun and inspiring songs. So gather your loved ones together, enjoy some of these music and memories. To get us started, his voice rings loudly throughout the Christmas season. His Christmas specials are a staple for generations. And this particular song seems to be in every mall and every restaurant I walk into. I just did it the other day. And it brings a smile to my face to know that we got to spend a little time together. This legendary singer joined us in studio a few years back. Here's Andy Williams singing "The Most Wonderful Time of the Year."
It's a most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's a most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all, with those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoe, hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of glories of Christmases long ago. Oh, 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 it's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoe, hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time of the
year. There is a song that Aaron Neville rarely performs live. It's called Star Carol, and I just love it. It's from his soulful Christmas album. Several years ago, I convinced him to do it for us in studio, and he happily complied.
Long years ago, on a deep winter night, high in the heavens, a star shone bright. while in a manger a wee baby lay, sweetly asleep on a bed of hay. Jesus the Lord, was that baby so small, lay down to sleep in a humble stall. Then came the star, and it stood overhead, shedding its light around his little head. Dear baby Jesus, how tiny thou art, I'll make a place for thee in my heart. And when the stars in the heavens I see, ever and always I'll think of thee.
It's hard to believe that 50 years ago this year, this next artist created this song. Jose Feliciano, of course, lit up the charts when Feliz Navidad was first released. But now, 50 years later, it has reemerged in Billboard's top 10. And it's no wonder. Here is Jose Feliciano and an interloper singing Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. Oye, Ramón, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Prospero Año y Felicidad. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
I want to wish you a Merry
Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas
from the bottom of my heart.
This is a rare clip I love to share with you each year. I saw him in concert so many times. He was dramatic, compelling, and connected to song material like few singers. To me, he was the greatest interpreter of the American songbook ever. This was part of a Christmas special produced by Family Theater in the 1980s, recorded after a performance in Las Vegas. Here's the voice, Frank Sinatra, singing The First Noel.
The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night. That was
Here's a tune you might remember from years gone by. It was written by Bob Wells and Mel Torme in the dead of the summer, but it's now part of the Christmas canon. Aaron Neville and you know who with the Christmas song.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at the nose.
Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos.
Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright.
Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh.
And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92.
Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Wow. All we need is a couple of little dancing elves and we'd be fine here.
To kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
to you.
My next guest has one of the most iconic voices in the recording industry that you can't go through a Christmas season without hearing at least half a dozen times, maybe two dozen times. His first Christmas album is still among the top 10 Christmas records of all time, and he's recorded another 5. He's been recording for more than 60 years and creating hits for generations. Here is Johnny Mathis singing a bit of Winter Wonderland and some of our interview.
Over the ground lies a mantle of white, a heaven of diamonds shine down through the night. Two hearts are thrilling in spite of the chilling weather. Love knows no season, love knows no clime. Romance can blossom any old time. Here in the open, we're walking and hoping together, 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 together. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He's singing a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland. In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman until the other kiddies knock him down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets chilling. Frolic and play the Eskimo way. Walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland. Winter wonder, winter wonderland. Winter, winter wonder, wonderland.
Let's talk for a moment about Christmas and your favorite Christmas song. Do you have one? Or have you become so accustomed to singing those Christmas songs that you just go, you know, like Santa Claus, I'm going to put the costume on, I'm going to go out, I'm going to do this, and then I can't wait for January to come. Is there a little bit of that?
Christmas songs are like candy. You eat it and then it goes away, and sort of glad it did. Until next year. Don't worry, I'll be back next year. Yeah. It's that way. Because a lot of them are, and I say this in a nice way, trivial kind of singing. Not really singing, just kind of singing.
They're sing-along songs rather than a song you sing.
Right. And for years and years, Christmas music was kind of that way. Mm. But I mind some old Bing Crosby songs that he sang at Christmas time. It's the most wonderful time of the year. A wonderful song written by the director of The Tonight Show, I think. Mm. But the Christmas songs have gotten much better.
What is your Christmas wish for everyone watching this Christmas, this New Year's?
I'm sending you a little Christmas wrapped up with love. A little peace, a little light to remind you of how I'm waiting for you, praying for you. I forgot the words.
You got the best part in, though.
Did I?
Okay. I love that.
Christmas is so special to me because of the music, of course, but because I'm able to share it a little bit more.
Well, I'm thankful for your spirit and how you imbue the holidays and this music. As you said, these songs can be pretty trivial, but in the hands of the right people, they're filled with life and love and joy, and you do that. Now, can I have a Christmas request, just a little tiny request?
Yes.
Can I sing with Johnny Mathis for a minute?
Yes.
What shall we sing? Just hear those sleigh bells
ring-a-ling, ting-ting, ting-a-ling too. Come along, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling, yoo-hoo!
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you and you and you.
Giddy-up, 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 let's go, let's look at the show. We're riding in
a wonderland of snow. Giddy-up, 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 it's grand, just holding your hand.
We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks, that's hardest nice part of that song to sing.
Rosy and comfy cozy. Well, Merry Christmas, Johnny Mathis.
Thank you.
What a joy. Thank you. What a talent. He could not have been more gracious. And he's still performing. I feel blessed to have had some of my favorite singers grace this program. And on that list would be this next lady. She and her husband, Louis Prima, lit up Vegas in the 1950s. She would go on to conquer the charts with that old black magic and I Wish You Love. Sadly, we lost the great Keeley Smith on December 16th. She was 89. She had a career that spanned more than 70 years. Like Johnny Mathis, Keeley was a natural, authentic singer who, as she told me years ago, considered her voice a gift. I want to talk about that voice of yours. Here are some reviews. New York Times from this year. Miss Smith's warm, molasses-textured voice is remarkably intact. Here's the Los Angeles Times. Her voice has lost none of its honeyed warmth and creamy luster. Here's one more. Her timeless tone intact, Smith can still caress a ballad and wail on a beat with a control eclipsing her younger peers. What is the secret to this voice?
Well,
you've got to work at it.
No, I don't. I truly don't. I've never had a lesson. If I'm going to go to work, I rehearse about 2 weeks ahead of time. If I'm going to record, I rehearse about a month ahead, learning the songs. But I've never abused it either. I've never smoked. I drank very little in my life. I've never been into drugs of any kind. And other than eating a lot of pasta, I eat very healthy, you know.
Well, maybe that's what keeps that voice intact.
I don't know.
Voices like this don't come out of 74-year-old bodies. I've got to tell you.
They do if God's leading them. And I don't mean to sound overly religious. You know, I just feel that he's with me all the time. Okay. But I truly believe it is a God-given thing because I didn't have to work at it. I've been very blessed with it. And like I said, I don't abuse it.
Now, this act was something. I mean, the two of you. You had the sort of deadpan.
But not in those days. In those days, I was just a band singer. In the days of the big band, that I would sit in the chair.
Right.
And then I'd get up and I'd do my song or I'd do a duet with him or whatever, and I'd still go back and sit in the chair.
Right.
Then after the big band died down and there was no more work for the big band, he and I went out, just the two of us, in a duo. And naturally, I became more important to him as it went along because he only had me. There was nobody else for him to
work
off.
But this chemistry was unbelievable because it was he would jump around and just be madcap, out of control, maniacal at times. And you just stood there, placid as could be, at times bored.
I was. I really was. You know, it's funny because if you look back at some of the old tapes,
yeah,
especially the Ed Sullivan things,
right, I used to laugh
a lot. Nobody ever saw me laugh. And when we went to the Sahara is really when the deadpan thing happened. And it was an accident. It wasn't something that was planned. It wasn't something that I think I could have done if I tried to do it intentionally. Mm-hmm. And it was, we worked from midnight till 6 in the morning. We did 5 shows a night.
Wow.
And the first half hour of each show, I had nothing to do but to stand there. And I wasn't a hand clapper. I wasn't a finger snapper. Mm-hmm. And we had a very small stage. And I stood in front of the upright piano, and I would cross my arms in front of my chest like this. I'd lean up against the piano, and I'd stand there for a half hour. But in the Sahara Lounge, I could see people coming in the main front door. I could see them coming in and out of the main showroom. I could see them coming in and out of the side door. And I was so busy doing what I call being nosy, watching everything and everybody, that when Louis would come over and pull on my skirt, he really was interrupting my chain of my thought, you know. And I would look at him like, leave me alone. You know, what are you doing here? And it turned into something wonderful.
Wow. What does Christmas mean to you personally this time of year?
Family. Definitely family. As a matter of fact, I never work in November and December. This year, I found myself working in both months, which is very unusual for me. And mainly because I love Christmas. Yeah. People are nicer. I mean, the decorations all over the city and in the stores, they're just beautiful.
Yeah.
But for some reason, people are nicer to you on the street. They're nicer to you when they're driving their cars. They're more courteous. And it's just a wonderful, warm time of the year, and I like it.
How I will miss Keeley Smith. She was down to earth, warm, and what a singer. Here singing White Christmas is the remarkable Keeley Smith.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, chord arise. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be wise.
Grammy winner Jose Feliciano is always a favorite this time of year. He was kind enough to join us at St. Malachy's Church in New York to perform a few classics for you. Here is the incomparable Jose Feliciano's Little Drummer Boy.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pam-pam. A newborn king to see, pa-ra-pa-pam-pam. Our finest gifts we bring, pa-ra-pa-pam-pam, to lay before the king, pa-ra-pa-pam-pam, ra-pa-pam-pam, ra-pa-pam-pam. So to honor him, pa-ra-pa-pam-pam, when we come, Niño Jesús, pa-ra-pa-pam-pam, I am a poor boy too, pa-ra-pa-pam-pam, I have no gift to bring, pa-ra-pa-pam-pam, that's fit to give a king, pa-ra-pa-pam-pam, ra-pa-pam-pam, ra-pa-pam-pam. Shall I play for him, pa-ra-pa-pam-pam, on my drum? Pa-ra-pa-pam-pam, the time. Ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. I played my drum for him. Ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. I played my best for him. Ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Ra-ba-bum-bum. Ra-ba-bum-bum. Then he smiled at me. Ba-ra-ba-bum-bum. Me and my drum. Me and my drum. Me and my drum.
Here's a question for you. What Bond villain sings? You give up? Actor Robert Davi, he's made a name for himself saluting the great music of Frank Sinatra all over the country. But he's also recorded a few Christmas tunes. We caught up with him during a rehearsal in Los Angeles. Take a look. Now, Mr. Davi, you are known as a heavy. In the industry, you play a lot of heavies, of course, in Goonies. You are one of the most famous and best-loved Bond villains, I learned a few weekends ago at the Spy Museum in Washington.
Oh, you saw that.
Yeah, so here's my question. Yeah. What is a Bond villain doing singing Christmas songs?
Well, first off, Raymond, the Bond villain was initially wanting to be a singer.
Oh.
You know, so, I mean, that was my first love, and as we talked about, I think, a couple of times, was I studied opera in Florence and then with Dan Farrow, and then everyone in my family thought I was going to be a singer.
Huh.
And then I just started doing the acting, and my family has been wanting me to sing for years and years. So a couple of years ago, I did that album, Davi Sing Sinatra.
Yeah.
Started to train with Gary Katona, a terrific vocal.
And it's a big hit, was on the Billboard
chart. Yeah, Billboard 6. And then I did my first Christmas song last year, Mistletoe and Holly, for the Salvation Army. And then this year, a gentleman, Nick Vallelonga, came to see my show. A couple of weeks later, he came to me and says, I've got this Christmas song, New York City Christmas.
Hmm.
And he came over here, played me the demo he did, which was kind of a Bob Dylan tang and a waltz, twang and a waltz thing. Not my style,
didn't appeal to you at all?
No, but the lyrics did and the potential of it. So I said, all right, here's what we do. We get Chris Walden to do the arrangement, who did Bublé and a lot of other arrangers. We do it at Capitol Records. Al Schmidt will produce and mix and engineer. And we have this tribute to New York City and to Christmas.
Yeah, tell me what this song means to you.
Yeah, I think the important thing, and the important thing for the viewers, one of the important things, is that we know that there is an attack I've seen over the years, an attack on Christmas. The meaning of Christmas, the Christmas tree, Merry Christmas, season's greetings it's become, or Happy Holidays. And that, to me, is a cultural affront. For several reasons. The historical reference of a man born over 2,000 years ago named Jesus Christ, who we celebrate his birth, that brought salvation to 1.5 billion people, or the whole human race, okay? Because he sacrificed himself for everyone. So there's a few, and I don't care if you believe in a rock, you can put Christmas lights around a rock if you want, but don't attack the ability for people to say Merry Christmas.
Tell me, we're going to show people a clip of you singing this New York City Christmas. Give us a little background on where this is. This was literally just a few days ago in the middle of a blizzard.
Yeah. Well, there's a parish, two parishes in Brooklyn and Bensonhurst, St. Athanasius, who I believe was a defender of the Holy Trinity.
Yep.
And so there's a parish in Brooklyn and St. Bernard, wonderful parishes with these wonderful Monsignor Jamie and St. Bernard and Monsignor Casada. And they asked me to come and do the song there, put in a little concert. And we went there, but it snowed. It was a blizzard.
You couldn't ask for a better backdrop.
No, I mean, that backdrop, Raymond, was just incredible. I mean, I'm literally shaking. The microphones went out, but it turned out pretty nice. And it's just, you know, it was just lovely.
Well, here is Robert Davi singing A New York City Christmas. Enjoy.
St. Patrick's Cathedral, horse and buggies too. Central Park, there's so much to do. Rockefeller Center, an ice skater's delight. That big Christmas tree brightens up the night. Holiday shoppers buying presents for you. The hustle and the bustle down Fifth Avenue. New York City Christmas. New York City Christmas. Radio City, that great music hall. Frank, Dean, and Sammy all having a ball. Hot chestnuts and pretzels, their scent fills the air. Carol is singing songs of love everywhere. New York City Christmas. That New York City Christmas. Lift up your hearts and rejoice. The time has come. God's Christmas gift, peace on earth for everyone. Child is born, star so bright. Angels choir sings a holy night. Please spread the word for all to hear. Let's celebrate throughout the year. The Salvation Army are ringing its bell. Cops and firemen make sure all is well. New York City Christmas. Come on, everybody. That New York City Christmas. City Christmas, it's Prince and Earth, baby, the Big Apple, New York City Christmas.
A few years ago, I produced Andrew T. Miller's beautiful Christmas cantata, The Birth of Christ, for Sony Classics. The work focuses on the nativity story from Scripture, and it features a choir of Irish Catholics and Protestants who came together for the first time to raise their voices in peace and glorious harmony. The Birth of Christ has been staged in Rome, Vienna, Carnegie Hall. Here's a reminder of the reason we celebrate Christmas, the rousing finale of The Birth of Christ from its world premiere in Dublin's Christchurch Cathedral one blessed night.
Thank you.
There are so many who, because of work or military service or illness, just can't be home for Christmas this year. We particularly remember our servicemen and women protecting our freedoms around the world. No matter where they are with us in spirit, but we wish they were with us here at home. Here again is Aaron Neville capturing that sentiment New Orleans style with a Charles Brown classic.
Bells would be ringing, hanging. The glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friend to wish me greeting. Ooh, once again. Choirs will be singing. Christmas carol by candlelight. Please come on, Christmas. Please come on, Christmas. It's not for Christmas, by New Year's night. This is Christmas. Yes, Christmas, my dear. The time of year to be with the one you love. Oh, won't you tell me you'll never move wrong? Christmas and New Year will find you home. There'll be no more sorrow, no grieving pain, 'cause I'll be happy, happy, ooh, once again.
That song always makes me homesick. And speaking of home, this next number comes from a special I produced for PBS and Verve. It's called Christmas Time in New Orleans, featuring the NOLA Players. We assembled some of the Crescent City's best working musicians and brought them together at the Sanger Theater to play original arrangements of Christmas favorites. Here they are, the NOLA Players with Christmas Time in New Orleans. Thank you. I know there are a lot of New Orleanians in this special. Forgive my bias, but what can I say? These next performers are part of the first family of jazz in my hometown of New Orleans. They are the first family to be designated jazz masters by the National Endowment of the Arts. Offering their rendition of Hark the Herald Angels Sing is Grammy-nominated trombonist Delfio Marsalis, Jason Marsalis on the drums, and their father, the renowned jazz pianist Ellis Marsalis. Watch this.
Thank you.
was growing up in New Orleans, my friends and I would gather around the piano at Christmas, we still do it sometimes, and sing our favorite songs. There is one particular song, rarely performed, that I've always loved. It's called I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day. It's based on a Longfellow poem and was set to music by Johnny Marks. Now, you probably know him best for writing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. While in New York, one of my old friends, the composer Michael Paternostro, agreed to rekindle some memories at the piano. So here's our rendition of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day.
I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the song repeats of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought as now this day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rung so long the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth he sleep. The wrong will fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men.
And you can get your copy of my Christmas Merry and Bright album at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Music, Spotify, the EWTN catalog, wherever you get your music. And I want to thank you all, because I was so touched. Merry and Bright landed at number one on Amazon's vocal charts again this year, which I'm so grateful for, and I hope it enriches your celebrations. It certainly gave us a jolt of joy to create it for you and to go out and sing it on the road. Maybe we'll do it again next year. It was tough this year with all the news. Well, that concludes another World Over Christmas special. Before we close out the show and give you our final song, I need to thank you for joining us throughout the year. Your devotion to this show, your confidence in us, means the world to me, and you're so appreciated. I consider you family. We do this show always with you in mind, no one else. And I want to thank my senior producer, Christopher Edwards, our associate producer, Rita Sporlader, and everyone in the DC production crew who work day in and day out to get this show on the air and into your homes. And we dedicate this show to our beloved colleague whom we lost this year, Christina Kelly Califf. Our prayers remain with her and her family, and we loved her. Boy, is she missed. And from our family to yours, I hope this Christmas season is filled with countless blessings, peace, and lots of love. Now to close out our annual Christmas party, as she does every year, Keeley Smith, also beloved and missed, singing a song that touches all of us who are separated from loved ones, seen and unseen this year. On behalf of the staff and crew of EWTN News, I'm Raymond Arroyo. Have a blessed Christmas season, a wonderful Happy New Year.
Christmas, you can count on me. Please have snow and mistletoe and presents under the tree. Christmas Eve.